Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Northern California's deadly car fire is slowing down after days of uncontrolled growth. At least 6 people have died, hundreds of homes destroyed, and officials continue to look for residents who are still missing. Ed Bledsoe lost his wife and the 2 great-grandchildren they were raising. He describes his final phone call with them to a CNN reporter.
He said, "Come and get me. The fire's coming in the back door. Come on, Grandpa." I said, "I'm right down the road." He said, "Come and get us." Emily said, "I love you, Grandpa." Grandma says, "I love you, Grandpa." And then Junior says, "I love you. Come and get us. Come and get us." I said, "I'm on my way." My wife was the greatest woman in the world, and my grandkids was excellent.
Well, thousands are also fleeing their homes about 120 miles north of San Francisco, where 2 fires combined in Mendocino and Lake counties. And a 3rd fire near Yosemite National Park killed a firefighter over the weekend. Jonathan Cox is Northern California Region Battalion Chief with Cal Fire, and he joins us from Redding. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me.
I mean, it's been a tough week there, to say the least. Give us the latest of what you know.
Yeah, it's been a tough couple weeks for all of us in the fire service and obviously many parts of Northern California. Right now, overall, we have 17 major fires burning across the state, and that is burning over 200,000 acres. So for a point of reference, a football field is about an acre. This is just stretching our resources fairly thin, with over 12,000 firefighters from across the state and now from incoming states around us. Either on scene or en route to these fires.
Yeah. Well, I'm seeing here that the fire's, 20% contained now, but that the firefighting conditions are extremely difficult.
Yeah, so the car fire specifically is a tale of 2 fires at this point. On the one side in Redding, we have good line within the city where it impacted structures and our priorities to get people home. But on the other side, we still have a pretty tough firefight in some pretty remote, rugged terrain where it is continuing to kind of burn in and out of canyons. So that is all complicated by the fact that we still have triple-digit temperatures right now and a really thick smoke inversion, which slows down our ability to get aircraft in the air because of visibility.
Wow. Now, are there likely to be any more evacuations of residents?
So as far as the car fire is concerned, we're definitely not out of the woods on the Trinity County side, and there is a potential for more evacuations on that side as the fire progresses kind of in a northwest direction. We always recommend people in those areas are ready to go, and if they do feel unsafe, to leave at their own accord.
I mean, we have had fatalities already. I mean, how dangerous, how fast are these fires? How ready do people have to be?
Yeah, you know, we are seeing an unprecedented beginning to what is traditionally a fire season in California and what we now kind of refer to as the new normal year-round. People across the state right now should be on alert that if there's a fire that is burning in the area, although it may look small and fairly benign at one point, can quickly change. And Redding was an unfortunate and tragic example of just kind of how fast conditions can change on these fires. And, you know, we mourn the loss of all these community members and our own fellow firefighters. It's a really tough situation for all of us, and we're all working 24 hours a day just to kind of bring it to an end.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, speaking of firefighters who lost their lives, there's that fire outside of Yosemite, which we mentioned, and a firefighter died there just yesterday. Can you tell us about that?
I did hear that it was an accident on the fire line. You know, I can tell you as a firefighter, my reaction, you know, is that sinking feeling in your stomach and that first thought, like just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, you know, and I think that's the general sentiment with firefighters everywhere is how bad is this going to get?
Yeah. Now, you mentioned that this is an unprecedented beginning to what you're calling the new normal regarding fire season in California, which usually extends through September. So you've got a couple of months still ahead of you. Do you think that conditions will change? Is it just going to stay, you know, bad through the rest of the summer?
We're in the first couple innings right now of the fire season in California, and that year-round kind of environment we have right now is just kind of leading to these conditions that are continuously dangerous. I think at the moment we're a little bit at the mercy of Mother Nature. The winds and the temperatures are really what we battle against, those forces of nature at the moment. So, it's going to take a lot of hard work, a lot of sweat, and a little bit of luck from Mother Nature as well for things to continue to improve.
Yeah. Jonathan Cox if I may ask you, this is starting to happen year in and year out in California. Do firefighters have the support that they need, you know, from the state? You mentioned other firefighters coming in to assist what's happening in California. But, you know, if we can predict something bad like this every year, is the system sort of built in now to cope?
Yeah, so I think there's several things going on there. That is definitely recognized from a state level, and definitely recognized that not only do we have to kind of bolster our response capabilities, which we are doing year in and year out every year, adding capacity, but also focusing on the prevention and the mitigation side before these fires actually happen as well. So that two-pronged approach is very front of mind for everybody across the state right now, and moving forward with addressing this new normal is front of mind for all of the fire managers across the state.
And prevention, though, meaning what?
Prevention meaning everything from how we manage our lands, how we manage our forests, where we build, how we build, the clearance around structures, and ways to actually prevent fires from starting, whether it be on a roadside or in a community. So there's many factors that go into that, and that is a big piece of the puzzle as well to address so that we can reduce the number of them as well as respond to them.
Yeah. Well, Jonathan Cox is Northern California Region Battalion Chief with CAL FIRE. Thank you so much, and please do stay safe.
Thank you.